Welcome to Health Media Now with award-winning author and host Denise Messenger for a lifetime of health empowerment. Live by being in the pink, meaning P stands for being persistent, I stands for using your intuition, N stands for networking, and K stands for obtaining knowledge. Our guests entertain and share cutting-edge information. They share with you what may have taken years to achieve through experience in their field. Become inspired and motivated. Reach your full potential with fascinating tips and products. Receive a lifetime of benefits from authors, doctors, practitioners, healthcare providers, and learn about exciting new products. You asked for it, and we deliver. Now, here's your host, Denise Messenger.
Well, hello, listeners. Thank you so much for joining us today, which is April 28th, 2016. We have a wonderful show. Dr. Anthony Britton's with us today, and we're going to talk about when you lack motivation, how do you get it back. He's also the author of a new book called Accept the Challenge, which we will be also discussing. And his background is that he is a doctor of chiropractic, as well as a professional MMA fighter, a former fighter. He was a world champion martial artist, and he's currently a trainer of MMA fighters. So he's really a great person to talk to about how you can get back to feeling strong and healthy. He also has a program that he calls the Fighter's Health, and he'll be sharing those details with us quite soon. So let me bring him onto our show now. Hello, Dr. Britton. Thanks so much.
Hello, Denise. Thank you.
Today. I know we've had you on before, so we're really excited that you're with us again. I always like to start the show out by asking my guest, how did you get on the path that you're on today?
You know, it seems as though the path was kind of laid out for me. I began doing martial arts at a very young age, and then I had to stop for quite a while. And because I had to stop kind of for economic reasons for my family, you know, the desire to get back to it was very strong. And there is a very, very strong link, I feel, between aptitude for a thing, you know, like someone being, you know, I don't want to use the word genius when speaking about myself, but it's a word that people will understand. That, you know, people think genius, where I think it really stems from is how much love of a thing somebody has, because the repetitions of movements, of techniques, or of whatever you're doing will run through your mind so much more. And so for me to have had, to have kind of had martial arts snatched away for many years for me when I was able to fund my own training later on as a teenager, and then through my young adulthood, my love of it was intense, and so I was able to do that quite a bit. Then in the back of my mind, I had experienced chiropractic when I was a young athlete. I think I started seeing chiropractor when I was about 10 years old, and there was something that just seemed in the back of my mind. There's this sort of yin yang of, you know, of martial arts and healing, and being able to use your hands to achieve one thing or the other. I can heal someone with my hands, or I could defend myself with my hands. I found that idea to be very interesting, and that too kind of always burned in the back of my mind. And once I was able to achieve things in martial arts, I decided to return to academia and pursue the intellectual goal of becoming a chiropractor, and apply the dedication and the repetitions to learning that material the same way that I had applied it to learning to be a martial artist.
Well, you know, it takes a lot of self-discipline in both those areas, as well as motivation. Why do you think that some people lose their motivation?
Well, I'll tell you one. I think one big reason why people lose their motivation in life is this sort of cultural phenomenon that we have of wanting to stay rooted to the ground, or people wanting you to have a backup plan, or, you know, oh, don't set yourself up for failure. Well, if you're not setting yourself up, you know, if you're not dreaming big enough, you know, then you've already chosen to fail. You know, it's like I've known people that didn't want to enter a martial arts competition because they were afraid they would, you know, they wouldn't win. And I say to them, are you going to win that by staying at home? Are you going to win that by sitting on the sidelines? You have to live up to it. You have to set that goal. You should set it higher so that even if you fail, you've succeeded by anyone else's standard. And you've got to keep that self-talk. You've got to keep it positive. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to set a pattern of recognizing that I can accomplish things, and I'm not going to let parents or teachers or friends or anyone else who maybe feels they couldn't do a thing. Well, that's them expressing what they think they could do. That does not apply to me, you know, and it shouldn't apply to the listeners as well. They should, they should set their goals and they should work towards it and not let anybody deter them.
Yeah, I think that's all really excellent, excellent advice. It really is. Where do you think your love lies the most? Is it in your chiropractic business, or is it in the fighter's health side?
Really, they're both tools of the same thing, which is, you know, I feel fairly blessed in life, and I'm still exploring different things, you know, like now exploring writing and things like that. For me, it's just about being able to help other people. Now, that might be, for instance, helping somebody, you know, get over a certain pain so they can run that race or they can compete in that thing that they wanted to do. Or heck, sometimes I've helped people that couldn't pick up their grandkids and they wanted to be able to, you know, looking forward to the visit with their grandkids, and I had to help them out of their back pain so they could do that. Any way that you're helping people and you can derive a living from that, it's an absolute blessing. When you're putting out good vibes, and you're also, you know, making a career of it. They're equal. They're not even separate things to me. It's just a different way of helping people. Just like the book is going to be another way of helping some people. You know, some people will need that help spiritually, motivationally, or physically to rehabilitate, or they need it educationally to learn how to perform as an athlete. So, I got to say it's like a two or three way tie for me. I'm enjoying everything.
Now, let's talk about your new book called Accept the Challenge. What motivated you to write the book?
Well, really, you know, there's this word that we use a lot in the martial arts and in Japanese martial arts. You hear it a lot in karate, jiu-jitsu. And that word is os. And the word as it gets translated into English, our interpretation in our academy was that it stands for accept the challenge. So I am ready to accept the challenge.
We say that like hi.
We say it like goodbye. We say it like I'm at the dojo to train that day. You'll say it before you spar with somebody. You'll say it before you fight. You'll say it when you're leaving because you're like, I'll be back. Like, oh, and that means accept the challenge. You know, I'm ready to accept the challenge.
Oh, how interesting. So it's oath? Is that how you pronounce it?
Oath. Some people spell it O-S-S, and most people in the more direct I find the jujitsu people spell it O-S-S. Karate people tend to spell it O-S-U. Os.
Os. Interesting.
Yes. And what a beautiful one-syllable word that will express that, you know, I am ready to accept a
mm-hmm.
challenge. Os.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. So one of my favorite things to say and to feel. And, you know, I just wanted to bring that about and take a lot of the things that I had in my mind that I've picked up, little tidbits of advice and quotes that inspired me. And I've taken those quotes that have always motivated me. And then I've also written my interpretation of those quotes and added my own thoughts on motivation and positive thinking to go along with it. And as well, in the back of the book, I also include my black belt essay from 1997. My instructor makes us write an essay when you are testing for black belt
mm-hmm.
to understand what the martial arts means to you. So I was actually fortunate to have just found it. Like, I was moving and found this piece of paper. And I was like, whoa, holy smokes, that's my black belt essay.
a
I
long time ago,
19,
huh?
Yes. It was 20 years ago. So I was able to find that, and I included that in the book as well. You know, my thoughts at that time on martial arts as a vehicle for personal self-improvement remain
mm-hmm.
the same. So I was like, yeah, this holds up. This stood the test of time. I still think this way.
So what do you do to stay healthy, and what is your advice for our listeners?
I tell you, in order to stay, I mean, you've got to keep the mind positive in order to really stay healthy. And you've got to be able to enjoy change. Change is really the only change is, you know, as I say, the only constant. And I find people, for whatever reason, they try and fall into this routine. In the Western world, there's a lot of things that are actually challenging our health, from our diet to the fact that, you know, we wear shoes and walk on perfectly level streets and sidewalks. You know, all those things are contrary to really how we're designed. So if a person can learn to, you know, to challenge themselves and enjoy that, which means they're going to have to accept change.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that's never taken a dance class should take a dance class. Someone that's never tried martial arts should try martial arts. Someone who's tried this martial art should try a different martial art. Things like that, you need to really keep the mind fresh, you know,
mm-hmm.
and exploring movement in all ways. I mean, I've studied, you know, just about darn near every type of martial art. One of my favorites is capoeira, which is a Afro-Brazilian martial art. It's very acrobatic, and it's constantly challenging. I've done, you know, Cuban salsa, which is a really interesting type of dancing where you have to change partners constantly. They have like a little wheel, and my wife and I studied that for about a year. We were regularly taking classes in that, and just being able to, you know, to change up your routine and not fall into one thing where it's like, I go running or I just go to the gym. You need to have a lot of different activities to keep
mm-hmm.
the mind and the body fresh and integrated and energized and excited.
Do you do anything nutritionally?
Nutritionally, you know, I just, you know, I'm not berserk about it. I'm not one of these people that, you know, only eats, you know, bird seeds or something like that, and drinks chai tea all day or something. I'll eat anything, but you've got to try and keep track. You can't go overboard with things. You know, carbohydrates and, you know, breads and sugar and things like that are overly, I think, represented in our diet. I think in general, I try to keep it pretty Mediterranean most of the time, as far as like you know, tomatoes, vegetables, meats. If you can go a lot of meats, a lot of vegetables, for those people out there who eat meat. But you know, that's one of the best things as far as like your heart and prevention of atherosclerosis and hardening of the arteries and things like that. The Mediterranean diet has been proven time and time again to be one of the best diets. So I'm a big fan of that. But I also like my sushi from time to time. So I will, you know, I will get rice. My 4-year-old loves the sushi, oddly enough. And so when she gets to pick the restaurant, she's always gonna choose Japanese.
Oh, that's great! That's great. So getting back to your book, you have a beautiful quote in there from Buddha. There's no way to happiness. Happiness is the way.
Happiness is the way. Yeah, it's a choice. It's a choice. I mean, we've all met those people that no matter what's going on, they can just be so glum about everything, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And for some of them, there might be, you know, deeper sort of brain chemistry issues going on there that, you know, that they may need to have that, you know, balanced out. But in general, I mean, a person's outlook on things, you can, you know, again, when times get tough, if, you know, you're like, hey, oh, so I'm going to accept that challenge. Oh, great. You know, it was really hard to do this thing. You know, it was really hard to start my business. You know, I know many people that, you know, when it came time to, you know, graduate from chiropractic school and find their own way, that's a very frightening time. You go from the safety of your schedule and everything being predetermined to now suddenly you're thrust out into the world and it's like, no, time to find some patience and establish a business and get working and feed your family.
Quite scary.
But you know, if you get into that accept the challenge mindset where you've been challenging yourself and that becomes your habit, that becomes your natural outlook, then you can be choosing to enjoy that. I mean, people used to ask me when I fought, like, you know, why would you want to do that? That seems crazy. It seems very dangerous, and it seems crazy. And it was the challenge of it. It was like I wanted to embrace that aspect. I mean, you know, when you're told, yeah, you shouldn't do this, it's not right to hit people and this and that, can I go in front of somebody who wants to do me, you know, physical harm, and can I ride that wave and, you know, come out the other side still standing up? You know, to me it's very much like surfing. It's like, you know, there's just, because it's not a person that's there, it's just a challenge, and can you enter that challenge with a positive outlook and focus and discipline? And you're not always going to succeed in, you're not going to succeed in every fight or every race or every competition or every goal that you set. But if you are constantly entered into that state, you're going to find some patterns of success that will lean heavily towards, I'd say 80-90%, as long as you're not, you know, in engaged in something that you have zero aptitude for instance, you know.
Mhm. Mhm. Well, you know, your book is really an inspirational tale, because you've, you know, like you said, you've accumulated a lot of poems, et cetera, from people that you really have admired and who have influenced you in your career and in your success. So I really encourage our listeners to get a copy of this book. And on those particular days where you're just not feeling motivated to do a whole lot of anything, or you're up against some what you view as to be very big challenges, it's always helpful to kind of bring your mind into a whole new mindset by,
for sure,
by reading what you have to say.
Yeah, and one thing I try to accomplish with the book is, you know, and I've got more quotes in this, so there'll be another volume at some point. But I really wanted to take a wide, you don't know which voice is going to speak to you. For one person, it could be, you know, they may have never heard of Wayne Dyer. You know, I don't know what rock they would have been under, but they might not have ever heard of Wayne Dyer. You know, tragically, we just lost them last year. And so, you know, they might not know any of the philosophical aspects of Mark Twain or Einstein. They may have never, you know, they may just not have encountered those writings. So by having, like, I've got a whole little combination of Eastern philosophy, Western philosophy, you know, and it kind of combines in the book where you're hearing those different viewpoints on the same or similar themes, you know, about judging others, judging yourself, you know, the way to look at the world. So, you know, really, I would hope that, you know, once somebody, you know, reads this book, that they also go forth and seek out individually, you know, any of these other great minds and authors that have come before. And I'm, you know, I really hope that it connects people with, you know, Wayne Dyer, that it connects people with, you know, Deepak Chopra, with, you know, Dalai Lama and things like that.
Yeah, it just opens up, it opens up a whole new world, really.
I mean, that's, I came into contact with these writings, usually like one thing leads to the next thing. So, you know, there's certain aspects of, okay, well, you know, I've learned about Abraham Maslow from, you know, from reading and listening to Wayne Dyer, and, you know, and then I explore that, and I use a lot of Abraham Maslow's teachings when I'm doing live in-person seminars to groups about, you know, about how to live a healthier life, you know, and he talks about his hierarchy of needs, and I explain that whole concept to them of, you know, we can't achieve this next thing until we've got this first thing taken care of, right?
Right.
So I use that same path that someone should walk on, basically, that I walked on, you know, finding this person, finding that person through that person's writing and their influences, you know, finding another writer. And so I hope other people will, you know, embark on that journey and start to check some of these things out.
I do too. Once you, since we have you, let's talk about your Fighter's Health program. What is that? What does it entail? Is it something you do at your chiropractic office, or is this something you do somewhere else?
No, it's a service that we have here. You know, fighters are special people, and it's difficult without having done it. It's difficult to understand. But it's just one of those things that people got to take my word on. Fighters fighters are not just a bunch of thugs. You know, they are people who have set a challenge, set a goal. They're using this as a metaphor. They're using that contest as, you know, the ultimate metaphor of, you know, of discipline and self-control and focus. The training that goes into it is intense. The rewards for it are not great. So you really have to love what you're doing. You know, for me, I wanted to create a program by which I could do a couple of things. One, keep people healthy so they can get to their competitions, or help them heal up from their competitions. And so that's where we developed the Fighter's Health program. So, you know, if anybody is in the Southern California, you know, San Gabriel Valley, LA County area, and they would like to get involved with that. You know, I sponsor a number of people with free chiropractic care, so that they can be healthy. You know, and in some cases, I've had to extend that out even beyond. I had a young fighter who recently just came down with some other afflictions, basically where they suffered a paralysis, and their medical professionals still can't track down why this young lady can't move her leg. And so I've used my skills and techniques to help her regain the ability to walk, and hopefully pretty soon we'll get rid of that limp and she'll be back to normal and all that. And
oh, that's wonderful.
Hopefully by then the medical people have figured out what it was that was wrong in the first place. But, my goal is to eradicate that problem regardless. And that only came about because she was already a part of my fighter's health program. So, there are sometimes things can pop up that can derail you from your goal. And for me, it's just helping people reach their goals.
That's a great story.
There will be there's a documentary being made about that and about her. So hopefully the plan is we penciled in that when she returns to the cage, that'll be kind of the highlight of the documentary, I would think.
I bet.
So I'm doing my best to help her live up to that.
Oh, that's really exciting too.
Yeah, I'm feeling very good about our progress. When 2 weeks ago she couldn't move her leg at all, and now she can resist gravity and pick it up.
Oh,
and
that is just
amazing. We're not ready to kick anybody yet, but yeah, it's The human body is capable.
So complex. It's so complex.
It is.
Sometimes there's things that happen that are just, you can't even explain them.
That is true. That is true. I mean, there's a lot of things in healthcare that, really there's some there's science, but there's also an art,
mm-hmm.
And science has only come so far. We've come an amazingly long way just in my own life with the technological advancements in this world. But there's still more that we don't know than there is that we know, by far.
How has chiropractic advanced over the years?
How has chiropractic advanced? Chiropractic hasn't changed that much, other than, I would say, a lot more study has gone into the effects, the efficacy, the outcome measures, and things like that. I mean, as far as adjusting people by hand, I mean, there's been some creations, and there's the activator tool and some other different technique systems, and some people are doing more fascial work. But at the root of it, when it comes to what chiropractic means, chiro means hands, and practic means to practice, so to practice with your hands. Adjusting has been relatively unchanged for 100 years now. I mean, it's not like there's that many different ways to adjust a person,
To manipulate the body.
Yeah. But there's been, a lot more incorporation of modalities, physical therapeutic techniques and things like that, electrical stimulation, infrared, cold laser and things like that, that all fall within the chiropractic scope. You've got, the kinesio tape didn't used to be a thing that, that really existed. And so there's always a few more tools being added to the toolbox, because chiropractors have a pretty broad scope. Not everybody exercises the full scope, but Yeah, that would be the thing that is changing the most. Would be the other great innovations that are coming up that kind of you add to the chiropractic piece. But as far as how I adjust the spine,
I've noticed with some chiropractic offices that they offer, herbal supplements or vitamins, those sort of things.
Yeah, I personally do not. I do not offer a lot of vitamins and supplements and things like that. Mainly, I like to just engage people in dialogue about eating a
mm-hmm.
nice, well balanced
mm-hmm.
diet. If they have some specific deficiency that I can
mm-hmm.
tell, where I'm like, oh, I think you probably are deficient in this, that, or the other thing, then
mm-hmm.
I will
mm-hmm.
usually just direct them to Amazon Prime or or something. Amazon Prime should sponsor me. I'm always recommending. But that's one of the easiest ways to get stuff. By the time you go around from vitamin store to vitamin store or health food store, next thing you know, it would have arrived at your house already, and you would already been dealing with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do get into supplements, I'll come back on your show a year from now, and I'll talk about my line of supplements.
Yeah, that would be really funny. So, do you still enter into competition, martial arts competition, or train, or teach it?
I still teach. I teach Mondays and Wednesday evenings at the UFC gym in Rosemead, California, in LA County.
Oh.
So I teach good old fashioned regular folks, and I also teach up and coming fighters how to do that, and I spar with them. And
oh my gosh, that's great!
That's what I still do for my own training. I enjoy sparring; it's my favorite type of cardiovascular activity,
mm-hmm.
which would seem strange to some people. But I like it more than running. I like the fact that someone is punching at my head and I have to move my head out of the way. I like those challenges to the space that I'm occupying and the strategy
there
of it all.
Go.
And I like passing that on. So, yeah, I'm still training. I'm still sparring. I'm still punching people. I'm still kicking people. If business is slow, I kick them a little harder and then give them a business card. Just kidding.
Oh, my gosh. What do you believe is the biggest hurdle for chiropractors now?
Oh, goodness. I would tell you the biggest hurdle right now is, we've got a couple little pieces of legislation that are going through. You get some little bits of bias going on. I believe there's a workers' compensation bill here in California that got some good steam where, they're trying to say that the chiropractor can only be the primary care physician for so long, and then they have to see another doctor. There's a pre-participation examination legislation that I think we're about to get done here in California where, we can help kids get ready, they're getting ready for little league season, and we don't want there shouldn't be any discrimination where they shouldn't say only an MD versus a DC. And then of course we've got the insurance companies, the insurance reimbursements
mm-hmm.
here in America
mm-hmm.
is insane. And I think it's really costing, I think it's costing us just
a lot of money
as a country
in the health system. Mm-hmm.
So, there's a lot of challenges there.
At
some point that'll work itself out someday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm optimistic on that.
Good.
But as long as the great new crops of chiropractors keep coming out You know, the education standards have never been higher. I think that more and more people are going to be exposed to it, learning about it. I get people in all the time that are seeing us on the Yelp, and they're like, I've never been to a chiropractor before, and, you know, and they didn't really know the chiropractor could do this or that. And so as the public begins to get more and more faith in this style of medicine, I think that it's just going to get better and better for us. But we sure could use a charismatic, you know, Brad Pitt playing a chiropractor in some movie sometime soon. Or something. I think that would do a lot for chiropractic.
Yeah, or some big some big athlete.
Yeah,
correct.
Maybe. Well, most athletes, I mean, they utilize it already. Athletes.
I know.
There's not a single NFL team that doesn't have a chiropractor. You know. So
I know.
People want to emulate. Well, yeah, but if people want to emulate, you know, what those guys are doing, then it's like, well, you know, it's a part of the healthcare system that really you should be engaged with before you wait too long and end up having a bigger problem that then you need to see the ortho about.
It's so true. Well, Dr. Anthony Britton, and your book, Accept the Challenge, why don't you tell our listeners where they can purchase your book and then tell them where you're located and how they can reach you?
Well, they can. The easiest way to get a hold of the book, you can just go to Google and type in the search words, Anthony Britton, Accept the Challenge, and it will come right up. But you can go to Blurb, which is a great online publishing company, and it is available for purchase there. I sent you the link, so perhaps you could post the link at some point.
Okay.
It's www.blurb.com, and then there's some slashes and stuff in there, but if you go to Blurb and you look up Dr. Anthony Britton or the book Accept the Challenge, Thoughts on Motivation, Life Lessons, and Martial Arts, it is an orange book. The artwork and everything was done by my loving wife. And orange is kind of the color of spirituality
It's a beautiful color.
You know, Buddhism and whatnot. So we chose that color, it is a short book. It is very easy to get into, but you will find that if you read it again and again and again and again, you will gain greater insights into some of these things that, you know, they're almost like little meditations. Like, you need to think about this. Read this quote, think about this. This is what I'm saying about that. And now you should stop and meditate about that for a little while.
And then how can listeners get a hold of you?
At your listeners can get a hold of me. Well,
office number?
BrittonChiropractic.com is a great way to get a hold of me. It's BRITTON, chiropractic.com. If they want to call directly into the office, our number is 626-447-0497. We're located in Arcadia, California, in the San Gabriel Valley. So even if you're just stopping into town, I've had quite a few international patients as of late, which is great. We've got people from Canada, Taiwan, China, Japan.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, while they're here,
my gosh.
It's not great that they have back pain while they're here, but it's definitely great for me to meet them. And I'll say this, if you do come from overseas or somewhere significantly far away, I'll send you with a little Britton Chiropractic shirt so you can spread the word back in your community about chiropractic.
That's great. That's just great. Well, it's been an absolute joy having you on again, and I wish you well and your chiropractic business as well as your new book, Accept the Challenge. So thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Denise. It's been a pleasure.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, listeners, that wraps our show up for today. Please join us again next Thursday for another great show. Same time, 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
We celebrate our listeners worldwide and invite you to contact Denise at www.healthmedianow.com with any questions you may have, and follow her on Twitter at Health Media Now and Facebook at Health Media Now. For those interested in an advertising campaign on her show, contact Lisa at knowledgeworkspub.com. Be sure to visit gotcancernowwhat.com for information on Denise Messenger's award-winning book, Got Cancer? Now What?